What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, when you come into the week before a holiday, especially when it's going to be an outdoor holiday and you've got some serious outdoor plans, there's nothing that makes that holiday more exciting than seeing the first real tropical system of 2025 down in South Florida. That's really, really exciting. And they're like, at this point, we don't know. So that's what's coming up later.
That means nothing. They happy, just want happy, to say something.
Yeah.
Happy, maybe happy, they'll give it a patriotic name.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Well, it's going to be probably developing over the Gulf of America. So I think that's significant.
And isn't A the name of the first hurricane?
Yeah, that's right. America. Sort of
tropical Storm America?
Yes.
It would have to be America.
America.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to see you boys. Saw you briefly over the weekend. And that's, of course, our lead story today when we talk about
Robin and Josh a screenshot.
Go to the park.
Yes.
A screenshot of me in bed.
Yes, of you in bed with your headphones in, whispering.
Those are my new ones, too. Those are my Temu headphones.
How are they? They're pretty fancy looking.
Okay, here's what I don't have the know-how to get the audio from my secret new headphones onto the show, so I have to...
them on the show because of the Bluetooth action. There's a delay.
But with me, I can only tell you that she says three things, the voice in my headphones. She says, power on.
Oh, that way?
Power
sexy.
Power off. Connected.
I've got a pair of those as well.
I love her. Man, she's fantastic.
I feel bad. My headphones only talk like Lou Rawls.
You'll never find as long as you live.
Power off.
Power off.
What a I think voice. We need to bring those sounds in. So when Mike's video pops up, it's connected.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, kids, if you never had the opportunity to appreciate the great Lou Rawls, and this song's called Lady Love.
It is.
And I'll tell you something. Turn it up a little bit, Rob. What a great song this is. WDRC, where your friends are.
Lady Love.
That's the way to start a week, man.
They don't screw us if we just turn it off now, so we don't get in trouble.
Lou Rawls' attorneys are on the phone.
But I mean, back in the day, you know, being a DJ.
Oh God, yeah.
And I forgot Lou Rawls had great songs.
Oh, just
for talk ups.
The production is so amazing,
fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, welcome. Happy Monday. Happy 4th of July week. Here at the Mike O'Mara Show. The big story was on his way back down to Florida from Christian camp, Josh Soroka had made arrangements to get together with his best pal, Rob. And, Rob says you're his best pal. Where do you stand on the relationship?
I told Rob that my time at King's Dominion was the highlight of the week.
That made me feel 10 feet tall.
That's great. I mean, that's wonderful. And, you know, because, I mean, when I die, nothing would make me happier, as it was with the guy before Josh, to leave this fine establishment to you guys. If I'd love to see it continue.
Is there a split? Is it like 60-40 or do we each get 50?
You'll have to take that up with Josh.
I think it's based on labor.
It's based on labor, it would be about 80-20.
Well, but it would save a lot of effort on the part of the lawyers if you spelled it out in your will.
But you are essential, Rob, because of your, you know, this part right here. You're essential.
If without him, there probably is no this part. For me, really, if you go.
You know,
I'm just wondering which one of us has to change our name to Mike O'Mara.
That's you. I'm not doing it.
So Josh decides that he's going to get together with Rob, and they're going to meet a few listeners at King's Dominion. And I leave it to you guys to tell me all about the fabulous fun of the place that Rob calls his second home.
Mike, I want you to know that I was part of what they call the rope drop gang. And for an 11 o'clock opening, I got to Doswell at 10:28.
What does that mean?
That means you're there when the park opens.
The rope drop gang.
Yeah. So I got there at 10:28.
Dorky thing that is.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is just stinks of being cool.
Is Rob, I wasn't there early enough. Is there a cheer when they open the gates?
No.
By the rope? No.
How many people are at the park at that hour?
There are probably 10 lines at 11 o'clock that go in, and I would say they're maybe 100, 120 people each.
Line?
Yeah. You don't.
Wait a minute. There are 1,000 people waiting to get in?
I'd say that's about right.
Hold on. There are 1,000 people waiting to get into the park before it opens.
Well, that's why the park does a fun thing where they open at 11, which seems way too late. So you know people got there thinking it was already open.
Yeah. There is a lot of people.
So the parking lots are full. The queues are there.
Mm-hmm. And it is a warm day. It wasn't oppressive, but it was warm.
Oh, God. But I mean, to just.
The secret is, Mike.
Why get there? Why get there?
No, Mike. He's setting it up as this big crowd at the rope drop. I've never seen the park this empty.
It's true. It was such a light day.
But if that's a lot of people, if you're saying 10 lines of 100 people.
Let's say it is 1,000 people, and I didn't overestimate. But if 1,000 people spread around.
What does that mean?
1,000 people spread around that entire park is nothing. I mean, we had fast passes, so we could walk on to every ride, essentially.
All right, this will give me a better idea. When they open, when the rope drops, and it's not a rope, right? Is it?
No, that's just a. You know what that is? That's theme park parlance.
On its busy days, King's Dominion takes in 40,000 people.
40,000.
Wow, I didn't know it was that high. That's crazy.
So the time you spend when they open, when you're the first rope dropper.
Yeah.
How long before you get in?
Well, I stay in my car and the air conditioning till about 10:50. So you get up there, it's a walk. You're probably waiting about 15 minutes to get in because once they start, they scan you in and you go. And as long as you get through the metal detector without problems.
Yeah, that was
There's
a problem
no issue.
For me.
All right, so take it away. I'm sorry. Just lots of questions right at the beginning because these are concepts that and things that I will never do. So
someday you may, Mike.
No, I'm not going back to a
theme
park. I'm not going to go back to. I may never go to another theme park again.
I think that when you turn like 98 or 99, like Dick Van Dyke,
when you don't
use the news, calm down. I read the same source you do.
Jesus. Well, no, it can be any old man.
From that.
It could be any old man. You're going to try to rediscover your
youth. Well, we have a Dick Van Dyke story. That's what Rob's referring to. So I just don't see. The vomiting escapade did me
I
in
saw
for that.
No vomit all day.
So it's why I get excited about you two getting together, because this is something that, you know, I'm glad because it takes care of it and it's wonderful. So you're you're at the park. Take me through it. Go ahead.
I get in at about 11:02. I mean, I am there. They're just scanning us and beep, 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 beep. You can't even get in line until you get through the metal detector. So I aced that.
Do they have a table where you put your stuff to like they would at a sporting event?
They can. Oh,
I can tell you about the metal detector.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Josh doesn't come into this yet.
Why did you? Because you're bringing in equipment to record?
But not big equipment.
Yeah, it was four wireless little lavalier
mics.
Mics
and a little thing to hold the phone.
That's it.
And I had it in my backpack. I go through security, and it sets off the metal detector, and they say, oh, you got to go in the stroller line. So I go back in the stroller line, which is really long. Then someone waves me down and says, hey, you just have a backpack. Come in this metal detector. I go in that metal detector. It goes off again. They say, get back in the stroller line. So then I wait.
Why don't they just pat you down after your metal detector goes off?
Mike, I wait forever in this stroller line. And here's how they handle it when I get to the metal detector with the bag.
Yeah.
Hand me your bag. They wave it through. It sets it off. Then they say, all right, walk through. I don't set it off without the bag. They say, take out whatever you think set off the metal detector. They're not even paying attention to me. I take stuff out, give them the bag back. They wave it through the metal detector and say, all right, you're good. They didn't care what I pulled out of that bag. As long as the thing didn't beep.
Here's your Glock back, Mr.
Exactly.
Soroka.
This was no problem.
A 35-minute escapade with him in security.
Were you aware of this, that this was going
on? Yes,
we'd
been texting because when I got there, I, of course, got my fast pass and my drink armband at the customer service, and then right to the Eiffel Tower, we're going to meet our
what
contact.
I hate to keep stopping.
That's
you,
all right. I loved entertaining the
is
questions.
Is your drink armband so you can drink for free all day?
Well, no, it's not free. I bought it.
You paid for it.
Yeah.
So you pay for it because so you can flew it up all day long?
Every 15 minutes, you can get a drink.
How much is it?
$65,000.
No. Josh, why do you say it's a ripoff?
I don't think it is.
Every time he went, it was a cup about this big. And then it would take him 30 minutes to find another thing to refill it.
They are not very easy to find the refill place.
Of course they're not. But why would they do it that way? Because they get the rubes like you that are going to.
But I still probably had 10, 12, 13 sodas during the day. So I think I got my money's worth.
Sugary sodas?
Some Powerade. They have the blue Powerade, which is
delicious.
That's
sugary too.
Yeah, but not as sugary.
Well, that's the one when he would say, I'm just getting water. Don't scan my band. And then he goes and presses the Powerade button.
Because it shares with the water.
Did he grift his friends that give him
it was an accident.
To the park?
No.
It was an accident.
It was not an accident.
No.
It was. I swear to you, it was an accident. All I wanted was ice water. And I hit the wrong button and blue Powerade came out.
And so, how much is it for a drink pass?
I think it's like $20.
Okay. 25, I think. I would have
to. It's not bad. It's just they don't want you to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell it, and then they try to. There were so many refresh stations that were shut down.
Really?
So you couldn't use it? Yeah.
Well, I think that it was the situation. They don't open the mall when the park is not at its 40,000 person capacity.
They don't open the mall?
No, they don't open all of them.
Oh, they don't open them all.
But they open the mall, sure.
It sounded like you said the mall.
I know. So I'm waiting under the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
At 11:15.
You notice how he doesn't want to trash his beloved place at all? So he moves on as fast as. But I'm curious about the drink stations here.
And
you know,
Mike,
if they were all open, how many would there be in the park? Hundreds?
Not hundreds. I would say there'd be two or three in every region of the park. Plus, any restaurant that serves Coke products will honor your armband.
They could do the same size?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like a 16-ounce cup. It's fine. Mike, for every 15 minutes, that means you could drink a gallon in 2 hours.
I think that's not bad, Josh.
It's,
really?
It's not. No, it's not bad. It was just the fact that it would take them 30 minutes to find one every time. That's it's
true.
Not a bad deal.
I'm not stopping to bust chops. I'm stopping because I am fascinated. Because this to me is, it validates the things that I just would be, you know, my head would explode. This is my first visit this year.
And I was shocked at some of the things that had gone. For example, we had a hard time finding Dippin' Dots.
I still owe my daughter some Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
And that's like one of my kids' favorite things, Dippin' Dots.
So you can find one. It turns out you can find one over near the King's Dominion Theater. That's a good place to get Dippin' Dots.
We're going to need to take a blood sample, Mr. Spiewak. Look what came out. Syrup.
Yes. They had to squeeze my arm to get the blood out. It was like the last drop
like
of ketchup.
Like popping a zit.
Yeah.
so go ahead.
Yeah. It's now 11:15, and Kyle, Let me get his last name right. I wrote it down. Kyle Krutthoffer is our...
No.
Yes.
That's really his name. Krutthoffer?
No, Krut. Krutthoffer.
Oh, it sounded like you said Krutthoffer,
but I think it's Krutthoffer.
Krutthoffer.
He was right on time at 11:15, and then I'm there, and I'm making the smallest of small talk. And he says, hey, where's the rest of your crew? And I said, well, he's in security, and he'll be here any minute. And it got to a point, like, after 15 minutes, Josh texts me, can Kyle help get me through security?
Can I ask you this? You also like to do things collaboratively because you just don't want to handle it all on your own. Were you pretty charged up to get Josh's ass over to where you were so you could just dissipate it a little bit so you weren't the guy that had
Well,
you?
I mean, it was.
Or was because it's your place, were you okay with? I don't know what
I
your
was
mindset
okay.
Is.
It definitely got more pleasant when it wasn't one-on-one because I'd only met this guy via text and one brief phone call. But as we're making small talk, this is wild. I asked if during his time with the company, if he had ever met Mark Riddell. And do you know that Mark Riddell?
Oh, Kyle was an employee.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of our listeners.
No. Kyle is our escort.
Okay.
He's our liaison.
And so
you had sex with him?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, not until Josh
escort.
Left. Yes.
Only one kind escort? Of escort I know. So
I ask about Mark Riddell and he pauses. He says, Mark hired me. And I paused. I said,
that's sweet.
Are you the guy he brought on to do the digital media like 3-4 years ago? He says, that's me. I had talked to Mark about this guy than they were bringing in for social media. So it's weird that like 4 years ago, I kind of knew who this guy was.
Oh, that's nice.
And he could not have been cooler. Yeah.
Would you like to see what Kyle looks like?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
It's also perhaps your favorite coaster too?
Oh, the Grizzly is one of the best rides out there. I would even say one of the best night rides.
He doesn't get to ride all the rides because he's not tall enough, but I think it's just that he's around two pretty tall people, but Kyle was great. He attended to all
of them. Josh is so tall
that
it dwarfs him with that. Seems like a really nice gentleman.
Oh, he was great.
Good.
What he did is he walked us forward. He was like at every destination right before we got there to make sure everything went well. Okay. He got us VIP tickets for the laser show.
What was the high temperature of the day there?
It got up to about 92, I think.
Yeah, it was in the 90s.
Yeah, right. It wasn't crippling. I've been there when it's worse. It was a water ride day, to make it clear. But
it's a water ride day at King's Dominion.
And, well, that 11:30. Helped us out
because the water park apparently was packed, but we had no interest in that.
At 11:30, Josh says, still in security. And the attendant says, well, if we're going to do your food tour, should I tell food services to hold the food until 11:45? And I said, that would be good. And he said, let's meet where we're going to meet up. And so we went down to, it used to be the Mexican restaurant, but now it's the Funnel Cake place. First on the left as you come in the park. And Josh comes in and he looks delighted.
how pissed were you at this point?
Well,
I mean, you guys were there, I know, because we'll talk about that later. I know you guys were there a long time. God, very long time. So you were looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, no, we were looking forward to it.
But you don't like the end of the trip. The hassle.
Yeah. Well, I'm standing out in the heat, in the sun, with all these strollers for 45 minutes. And it's
by
all
the way,
these
and
whining
can I just
kids
say,
because of the strollers.
And by that's the line you want to make the most inconvenient for mothers with strollers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
You know?
And then I get up to the metal detector and I see what a joke it is as far as security.
Right.
And that they made me go through this three times. Yeah, I'm irritated, and
maybe
the kids want to ride rides, and I know.
The vibe you throw off. I mean, maybe. Look like, kind of like a creep.
Maybe, and in my head I'm thinking, the kids are going to want to head to rides. I know that at this point I have to do the food thing and meet listeners. The kids are going to have to wait. It turns out the kids were excellent and didn't mind waiting at all.
They were amazing.
So they were great.
So the minute, literally, Josh walks from the front gate into this little restaurant area, the Funnel Cake place, we sit down, and before you can say boo, they've handed us a huge cone of blue ice cream and a turkey leg. to enjoy. And I got to tell you, that blue ice cream is something. Don't we have a video?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this is a Kings Island original, and we're an educational podcast. And it's blueberry ice cream, true blue. Let's have at it.
Looks more green. Change your monitor.
That it's pretty
great.
Blue.
Oh my God, that's great.
It's good. Ice cream is
what flavor?
Not easy to eat on
blueberry.
No, well,
has it got a blueberry. Good blueberry flavor?
It's fantastic.
It's excellent.
Yeah,
it's not overpowering.
It is what they—that actually is a trademark dessert from
Kings
Island.
It's the first one of the week. I love that. I still take the overpowering. By the way, when you drop the consonants where they really, where almost everybody uses them, that's a special moment. So my monitor is off. So it's as blue can be. Then
it is.
It says, Mike, if you look, it is as blue my hat here too. It's like a
Josh was late.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, that's not.
And, man, I mean, that looks that would make me happy. I love ice creams.
It was great. And the turkey leg was just sensational. It was so good. Josh had never had one, and he enjoyed it.
You mean at Thanksgiving you've never had
a
turkey
leg? No, like a smoked turkey leg.
It's smoked turkey.
Eat it. Mm-hmm.
There you can see it on the table.
You can eat.
So you're having dessert first, or you're eating them both?
Yeah, because the turkey leg won't melt.
Come try it. You can bite the other side.
Then we have to go meet the listeners.
Rob,
so
your neck hole for your T-shirt looks like you could put a redwood stump through it. I mean that.
Yeah, and you know what? It's it got worse later in the day.
It gets halfway down your shoulder.
It got worse that day because of the water rides. It got heavier and it stretched.
God, welcome to hell.
So we get under the tower, not exactly at noon because I wanted just a couple more bites. But we get there, and amazingly and delightfully, we are greeted by listeners, and I'd like to thank them. Norman and Stephanie Rowe and their two kids. Norman is great. He spotted me at KD before. Jeff Hancock and his son. A family of five found us out of the park. Well, just a couple more.
Yeah, okay.
Marie Keen Tomlin and Greg Roeder. They all were there, and they were all delightful and excited to hang out. And I did put myself in a situation where I don't like is when you're talking to someone and the conversation sort of is drawing to a close and you say, if they haven't asked, would you like to get a picture? And they usually say yes, because it'd be fun to have a picture. But then in the back of my mind, I'm always worrying of them saying, no, I'm okay.
So they said?
No, everyone was kind, but know that the fear was there.
They didn't say no.
No. They were.
I didn't know that you offered the picture. I thought people asked you, because I always got caught over.
Let me explain, Josh. I think I understand. Rob's not offering it out of any other reason, but he has nothing else to say.
Pretty much.
That's what it really is. I probably have done that myself, and that's when the conversation. And that's usually when it's a smaller group. That's usually what it is.
Yeah. One-on-one, even.
And
it's a good way to end.
Desperately awkward with people. That's what people.
But that wasn't how we closed this.
Oh, really?
No. We closed this with "Who Wants to Ride the Grizzly?" as they follow us over to the roller coaster.
It was a marvelous parade, and I think Josh was a little. I think he was pleased with the direct route I got us there, because I know the park so well, and we went right down the covered lane to the.
Did your wife make it? Did your wife make it, Rob?
That's a funny story, Mike.
Well, you had said big news.
I know. She agreed on
Friday.
You
had said big news that Carrie is coming.
And even before that, I gave you an 80% chance of her being there. Remember?
Before that, you say 80%, and then you made the announcement that she was going to be there.
Because she said, let's go. It's going to be great. All I got to do is feed a cat that morning, and we're off.
But Saturday's a long way from Friday.
Yeah, it is. And then Friday night is when she
That's
said...
That's his sense of humor that I like, too. There you go. Saturday is a long way from Friday.
She said, I don't think I want to go. I think it's going to be hot. I said, do you? Do you think it's going to be hot as we encroach on July? And she said, no, I don't think I'm going to go. And I said, well, that's great. Thanks for your support.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10,
right,
10 being she no-shows for something other than the park,
right?
Where were you on the no-show anger?
Me? I was pissed. I was at 10. Okay. Because I had, that means I had to drive down by myself, not a fun thing to do, had to spend the time in the park once Josh's family left.
And Robert was indisposed. You
know, Robert had to stay home because there was a big wrestling thing that night. So he said, I said, you're going to watch it on your phone anyway. You can watch it on the phone on your car, in the car. No, Dad, I'm staying home. And that's when I realized I have neither enough friends nor relatives that care about me that I could give away a ticket to an amusement park.
That's too
I bad. Called people. I said, listen, I've got parking. I'll drive. Park admission. We've got the food that's going to be brought to us. I have fast lane passes and an extra drink band. Come on. And they're like,
oh, you're the lonely guy.
I don't know.
Until you get to the park and your buddy's there.
And then the world is my friend. But, Mike, sometimes I'm loneliest in a crowd of people.
You know, Rob, on the drive home,
yes,
I was told that I don't have any friends. That I get that Rob doesn't count because he's a work friend.
Now, is this your wife telling you this?
No, this is the 11-year-old.
The 11-year-old? So yes. Did you bring your wife with you to the park?
I did, and she would have loved it if Carrie was there.
Yeah, that was right. The first thing. You know what? To a person, everyone asked, hey, where's Carrie? And I said, she's not here because she doesn't care.
Okay. All right.
And they said, maybe. Care? I said, care about you, care about me, care about anything. She's right. Not here.
Maybe I should have just messaged Carrie privately and said, Kelly's really looking forward to seeing you at the park.
I told her this.
And kind of doubled down some stress.
I told her that. And that's right in the sweet spot of when she's going. And then nothing. So that sucked. And also, still, as much as I love the theme park experience, isn't it a little creepy when a grown-up man shows up by himself at a theme park?
Yeah.
It's just a little weird.
Yeah, but probably not all that noticeable with lines and stuff like that.
Maybe not. You know? Maybe not.
It's not like a movie.
No, you would normally look just like the dad that's waiting.
Yeah. Exactly.
I did, while I was waiting in line, the couple of people were getting their picture taken, and I said, would you like me to take the picture so you all can be in it? And they said yes, and they were really cool, very nice, and I took a couple pictures, and they said, have fun today. I said, you know, I was here the year the place opened, and they said, you can't be that old. I am.
Thank what year you, did dear. It open?
1975, Mike. It's the 50th anniversary.
Wow.
You became that old guy that just talks to strangers.
That's me. Well, I had been in a car. As your kids say, I talk a lot, and there was no one to talk to in the car, so I was ready to socialize.
You know, it's tough to read between the lines with you. You seem sad in a way.
I was saddened by it.
Okay. All right.
And not just with Carrie. With my immediate circle of acquaintances, that no one would come with me. And that's when you start to think, is it me?
Might be King's Dominion.
Could be King's Dominion. Could be
Might
me.
Might be 92 degrees.
Could be the heat. But, Mike, the one consistent thing throughout is me. And nobody came with me.
But, Rob, but your buddy was there.
I had the same issue on Friday where I suddenly had extra tickets to the Oriole game. And I texted everyone I know. And I went to the game by myself.
Yeah, but that's a baseball game.
I'm
this is
proud
King's
of you
Dominion.
Two. You two are doers. You two are
In
doers.
In what way? I used to drink doers.
You're getting out there. Josh is going to the game with his team that sucks just like my team sucks.
Hey,
I don't
not
even,
that night.
Yeah, what was the score?
22-8.
Orioles
You know win. What? That, if we can just take a little right turn, a baseball right turn here.
Please, I wish you
what
would.
What do the Red Sox win? 14-8. They're what suck teams do. All right. Suck teams get just tons of runs that are unnecessary.
Oh, and then
because
shut up
the pressure next day. Because the pressure's off. And that's because they suck.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. My baseball team sucks.
They're
going to
turn it around in the All-Star break.
I don't know. I think it's
you know what you should do? Terrible. You should.
But don't you agree, Josh? That's like, every fan of these teams says the same thing. Well, I wish they could save a few for some other games when they lose by one run or two.
Oh, as soon as it was 22, I texted my dad and said, we'll be shut out tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Lose,
Mike,
lose,
you should
lose.
Invite all of your Red Sox players to sort of reorganize and reset their brain with a day at an amusement park.
Fun. So you got there, went on the rides.
The Grizzly was fantastic. As I said, the park was light, or as Josh said, the park was very lightly attended. So I was in the front seat.
Because nobody wants to be out in that blazing heat.
I wasn't uncomfortable.
They were all over the water park, I believe, is what other people have told us.
All right, let me ask about this, because I'm just giving you the ABCs of me here as far as even when my theme park days were happening, and I've been
when
to the
you were
park,
in your 30s,
yeah, like 30 years ago. Even when I would have gone to a place like that,
I
had one moment at Wild World / Six Flags, where I was in line in Largo, Maryland. Doswell, Virginia, Largo, Maryland.
Don't you think it would be better if they called it Largo and everyone was big?
Josh, the thing that that took me off water parks for good was only one incident, being in line to go on a water slide and going up a series of stairs, you know, staring.
Just staring at the
back. In a line on stairs, you're basically looking at another person's ass.
Yeah. You shouldn't line up on stairs.
And I look.
Did you have a tube in hand?
No, they gave you the thing up at the top, whatever the hell it was.
Okay, good.
And there was a guy in front of me, hairy back, and I look halfway down his back, and there's a tick. And it was over. It was over. I went on that slide, and I never went back in the water.
You don't know this, Mike, but Six Flags, then, one of the flags is for Lyme disease.
I don't believe. I get grossed out in my own pool in Florida.
Right.
Because the water doesn't feel like the water you would get in a shower, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? How pools have that kind of slickness and stuff like that. Yes. And I'm talking about a pool that doesn't get used, you know? And when it does use, it's used by me and my kid and his friends. That's it. But the idea, this is what I don't believe. I don't believe that chlorine or whatever other chemical they lie about is capable of really killing all the griblies. I don't believe that for a second.
It kills a lot of them, I think.
Kills a lot of them. I'm sure it kills some things. I don't think it can kill the poop residue from 40,000 asses.
I think that the chlorine is almost to do with the appearance of the water. Because sometimes the water will turn green with algae.
But if you took that water and put it on a slide and put it under a microscope.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Probably have all sorts of squiggly.
I wouldn't do that in Largo, and I wouldn't do that in Estero. I wouldn't do it in Doswell. I don't trust it. That's why you don't drink
the water. By
the
way, we got a new one here. Got a new one here.
A new one what?
Where a new water park.
Oh, good.
Where is it?
Where?
Sorry. This is for the local folks, Daddy. It's in North Fort Myers. I guess they just short of Lehigh. There you go.
Is Rob, North Fort Myers like North Bethesda? A creative
North Fort
community?
Myers is Manassas.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a water park in Manassas, but they do have a racetrack.
Yeah, they're not going to throw one down in Naples. Not a chance.
Rob, do you have your TMOS hat handy?
It's still in the car.
Okay.
And the car is
well.
With Carrie. Yeah.
Mike, we noticed after one of the water rides that Owen really enjoyed, so I think we rode it three times.
We did ride the Whitewater Canyon three times.
Yeah.
See, those are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we enjoyed it too. But we did notice that suddenly there were some brown spots on our hats.
On our hats, yeah.
From the dirty water.
No.
So, know, next time leave your hat in the little
bin.
Would
they still be on your hat?
Yeah, but my hat's at school because Carrie took the car. Yeah,
oh,
I can show it tomorrow, yeah.
That's nastiness. But, that is so
right, and he had a white hat. I had a light blue, so they really stood out.
Tomorrow, can you bring your hat in?
Absolutely. It should be dry by then. Mike, have you ever had a hat that you can wring the water out of?
Well, that's because you're going on a water slide.
And, well, no, it was the Whitewater
Canyon. And
here's
the thing about this.
With the water cannon.
People are dressed like it's not right. Water because you're wearing what? Cargo shorts, probably?
Yeah, well, and a T-shirt.
And
hard shoes.
This is not considered a water ride.
Okay. Yeah.
Though you get soaked.
Yeah, but you're wearing regular clothes.
That's part of the magic, though, because
that's
the evaporation.
Not magic.
No, it is magic.
That is dry. That is soggy cotton up your crack.
No,
that's
the evaporation of the water is a wonderful cooling effect.
You know, I've got one more video here.
Oh, great!
Of us.
Oh, this is the log flume.
This is the log flume. Are you going to come down it pretty soon? Oh, there you are.
Look at
that. Wow, that was fantastic. That was like a special clip right there.
I've had no chance to preview these clips.
Can we take a look at that again? Look at this. Look at this photojournalism right here. Yeah, let's take a look at this.
I guess
this
is like, missed it.
Did I see Bigfoot?
Right, we got the flash.
There they come, and they're coming. There's Rob. You can't miss Spiewak. I say, no, you're both so tall. Josh is taller than you are. I forgot Josh is taller than you are.
And that's one of the funny things is Owen, Josh's kid that came along, is he sat behind Josh on the log flume, so he was like totally covered. He got no water on him because he had Josh in front of him.
Wow.
So we continued to ride the rides, and it was great. And I guess, Josh, your family left at like, was it 4-ish?
No, it was 6:30.
6:30 because you guys,
my God,
you guys called me at 4:40.
Yes. I said we were going to leave at 3 o'clock.
I remember that.
We walked out of the park at 6:15.
Now, did you guys stay together the whole time?
Yeah.
We did. We had a great time.
Okay, so you had a good time. That's good.
But I stayed an additional hour after Josh left.
Oh, see, you told me you were going to stay till close.
I decided not to stay till close because I started to feel very creepy when I was at one of the patio tables with one of my 4-ounce Coca-Colas just sitting there. And I said, you know what?
By yourself?
Already written. Yeah.
Had all the listeners left?
We ran into them a couple times in the park, but I didn't see them after the afternoon.
All right, we'll take a break here.
Okay,
not a break. We're going to continue.
Yeah,
but at the same, I want to hear because there was another incident, and Josh, this is related to the park. Is that correct?
Well, it's kind of brings the whole weekend together.
Yeah, okay. It's a capper.
We'll do that when we come up.
So we're going to postpone news?
We'll do news
one
afterwards.
One break, okay.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
But first, I want to tell you, listen, do you have any delightful memories? Well, look at these two guys.
Look at us.
They do, don't they?
You betcha.
Mean, delightful. That's a bingo. Do you want to relive those good old days, but they are trapped on VHS tapes like the one we looked at on the log flume, or film reels, then you just aren't sure where to start? Most of Rob's memories are saved on a dictaphone, which is stupid.
I'm stupid. I shouldn't have ever done that.
Luckily, we have the perfect solution. It's called Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Legacy Box started in a college dorm room over a decade ago. Since then, it's grown into the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world right now. When you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days free access to Legacy Box Cloud, which is the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories. It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can, yes, there's the thumb. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere, download organize, and save them as well. And store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings you peace of mind. And now you can't even lose your photos if you tried, you clumsy oaf. Live in the now. Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time only. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. And remember, look both ways no matter what you are doing. We are talking to Josh and Rob about their fabulous trip to the theme park. The greatest place in the world as far as Rob Spiewak is concerned. Yes, it's known as KD, King's Dominion. And Josh, all I saw was, I forgot how you phrased it on your text messages.
But you know what? We really, we need to go back to the laser show.
Yeah, that's where you called me from.
Exactly. And it was... I was tempted to FaceTime you when the listeners were all together under the tower and make you talk to the listeners.
Yes.
But I said, that's not okay. But when we were offered VIP seats to the laser show, it would have.
I wouldn't have been able to do it, though, because I was in the middle of a round of golf.
Well, we had a conversation about if you would answer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we were pleased you answered.
Yeah, we were showed to our seats, which were great, but there was 10
this
minutes
to kill.
This
is the laser show?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't laser tag.
No, it's a laser show for the 50th anniversary of the park. And so we're sitting there waiting for it to start, and I said to Josh, don't you think it would be great to FaceTime Mike right now? Because we were seated in the King's Dominion Theater, dripping wet from Whitewater Canyon, which we had just gotten off.
Now, when you say that, and the chuckle tells me this, that
you
know... Right, that this is, you're just thinking, not that this is a good time, but this is, wouldn't this be fun for us because we're bored?
Well,
that
a little bit.
How accurate? Well, that makes me happy that you're doing it to amuse yourself because you know
we had
it will slightly annoy me, but it didn't.
No, it was great.
It's a little bet of will Mike answer the phone?
I am not that disinterested. We've talked about it. I love these King's Dominion stories, but it's
a Saturday afternoon.
It's Saturday afternoon. I've gotten up at probably 5:30 in the morning to get out and hit the egg. Carla works on a lot of Saturdays. This was no exception. She had an 8 a.m. Client, and so she was estheticianing on a Saturday morning. So by this time in the afternoon, I get home. Carla gets home. Michael is with his buddy doing God knows what. They're probably out fishing illegally. And Carla says, come on in, lie down. You don't have to sleep, but I want to take a nap. So I'm lying down surfing the net with my headphones on, and Carla's
sleeping.
Do you
often lay next to her when she sleeps? Is it like
lots
a security
of
thing?
Yeah.
Like a guard dog.
She likes it. Yeah, kind of like she likes to have her guard dog next to her.
Carrie locks the door.
Really, she wants to be alone.
I suppose.
Yes.
Or just not with me.
I think she's proven that unequivocally.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
So you guys called me at that particular time.
And you were pleasant and whispering, and we're in a theater full of people yelling.
Right, right. Well, now, did you have a lot of listeners with you when you were there?
No, by that time, everyone had splinters.
Okay, all right, very good.
And I didn't kick anyone out. I wanted them to stick around, but they had things to do, you know.
Were they like leaving the park? They just wanted to sort of
No,
see
I think
you guys?
They were there for the day. But
okay.
Everyone
followed
out.
Us to the Grizzly.
Okay, and then
the
everybody
kind of
went there.
Out.
And that's probably comfortable.
We spent
right?
most of our time in Candy Apple Grove in Old Virginia.
Candy Apple Grove, yay. All right. So that was very nice of you to call. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we appreciated you answering with your fancy headphones.
Those are my new Timu headphones.
It is
they
my
are
favorite.
Not Apple headphones. Make no mistake about it. They are not Apple. They are flimsy. But I love them, and I wear them every day now. I wear them every day as opposed to my other ones. My expensive ones are not worn. My $40 ones are worn every day. Power on. Power off.
But I just know that my favorite Mike O'Mara is a horizontal Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
And that's what we got.
You didn't take a picture of it, did you?
No, we thought about it, but we did not.
No, all right. Effort to sit up.
Yeah. No. No, there was no – I wasn't going to make any effort.
I mean,
to sit up.
If it was any more –
I wanted the conversation to end as quickly as possible because I got a sleeping woman next to
me. Mike, if it looked any more like you were in an iron lung – there would have been a 45-degree mirror above
you. I was
you.
Flat out.
You
and
were
by the
flat
way,
out.
The Sleep Number, one of our former clients, I have the pedestal adjustable up and down.
Right.
But
we
it's
didn't
not,
merit it.
It's not a split. And you know, the right, Queen of Sheba, the Queen of Sheba does not like to raise the bet.
Yes.
So that is the most underused adjustable bed that you will ever have. We never raise the bed.
Yeah,
we
Carrie
never
doesn't,
raise it up.
Carrie doesn't raise the legs of the bed either, ever. And the we don't even have a sleep number.
Okay, I get it. So
we
you
wind
tell me
things
when
up,
the ER part comes.
We wind things up a short 3 hours after Josh wanted to leave in the first place. We did a lot of, and you know what?
So when did you want to leave, Josh?
Oh, I said 3 o'clock. I said 3 o'clock. I still have to drive 9 hours.
Yeah.
So I said 3 o'clock. That gets me home probably 12:30, 1 a.m.
And think the day before he was at a night game at Camden Yards. So I mean, he's packed all the time.
He doesn't look like it, but he's got boundless energy.
He does.
Now we have to back up to my Friday.
Oh please.
Because
okay.
Friday, I left Victory Jam, and we're driving, and I have to pull over. At for Kelly
is it
to
like
do a work.
Confederate celebration or something?
No, what no, Mike. That? It's delicious with peanut butter. And thank you for sending me the jar of Victory Jam, Josh. I love
Victory Jam. All right, so you leave your camp.
Yeah, so I pull over for Kelly to do a work meeting at lunch because she works in the car, but she needed just a stable location for a little webcam thing. And we pull over at this McDonald's, and Owen gets severely sick, and he's complaining about his side hurting. He's vomiting. And this is going on and on. There is a Patients First, like across the street. So I walk
That's
him
lucky.
Over to Patient First. Yeah. So we spend time in Patient First. This is when I text Rob and say, I don't know if I can make it tomorrow.
Wow. And that felt great because that would have been another cancellation of someone who didn't want to go to the park with me.
Wow.
I said, Rob, I'll let you know later. And I don't think I let Rob know until the morning.
Well, you're going to go on that fabulous King's Dominion ride known as the Rotovirus.
Right.
You know what? I told you, I said, you know, I can do it solo if you need to, I need to. But, you know, I'd love to see you, but take care of Owen. So.
Yeah. So we deal with that, spend a few hours there. They tell us to go over to this other place to get a sonogram because Owen has a history of kidney stones. And he's only 11,
he's had
11. Kidney stones already 3 times.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
And we'll get back to the illness here. Rob.
Yeah.
I know you're a very cooperative person and you're very easygoing, so I know you'd never bitch about Josh no showing. Did it ever enter your mind that maybe the whole kid sick thing might have been a ruse for Josh to get out of going to the park?
I did not ever have that thought because everything leading up to this, Josh shared my enthusiasm. And he proved it. He had a great time. So I didn't think it was a fake.
Good.
But I also know he's had a very special week before.
Yeah.
And he didn't need any grief.
I just wanted to double check that. Yeah. You know.
So we spent a couple hours there. We spent a couple hours at Patients First. They say, hey, maybe go to the hospital or whatever. We're pretty sure it's kidney stones because he's had it before.
Poor kid. God.
But nothing comes up on the X-ray at Patient First.
Oh, boy.
So.
I mean, I can't imagine being an 11-year-old and having those because I've had them as an adult. And I haven't had many things that absolutely flattened me where I couldn't function. Kidney stones, one of them.
Right.
Horrible.
Yeah.
So we leave there. We give him some Advil. And they give him some medicine to stop the vomiting, and he falls asleep in the car. We go to my sister's house. He sleeps there for a few hours. That's then why I go to the Oriole game by myself. The plan was the family.
Mm-hmm.
I went by myself. Worked out better to go by myself because it was one of those rainy, misty nights the whole night.
Okay.
So the family would have hated it.
Yeah.
But then I come home that evening. He seems fine. Next morning, he's fine. He's excited to go to the theme park. So we go. We have a great time. And he was not complaining about any pain. He seems like he's perfectly fine all day.
He was ready to go.
Park.
He was ready to go when he got there. And fun on ride. I got to take him on a ride by myself, just
That's
me and
great.
Him, on the old Rebel Yell. It was great. He's a good kid. I loved it.
Yeah. He enjoyed the roller coasters, everything. We get in the bumper cars, and he's fine. As soon as we get out of the bumper cars, he's complaining that his side's hurting. But at this point, we don't know if it's just the long day, the heat, what's going on.
Or maybe he took a bad hit on the Dodge-em. That's what they call the bumper cars, Mike.
Yeah. So
the Dodge-em.
The welcome yes. to the Dodge.
What time is this that you get off the bumper cars?
Five thirty. I've got to say, pretty close to the time you need to depart. Well, okay. we decide. Okay, well, that the bumper cars was going to be the last ride.
Okay,
it was,
and it was also the hottest part of the day too. It had been gearing up to 4 or 5
yeah.
o'clock.
Well,
it was
that's
hot.
Normal. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we said, let's hop on the bumper cars. There's no line. It maybe it'll be funny video with Rob and I on the bumper cars. So we go do the bumper cars, and then we head out. We stop by a couple stores because
do we have any video of you guys on the bumper cars?
I haven't previewed it. It's probably really dark. I need to clean.
You mean like the tone of it? Like,
do you want to? Are you going to be rolling any of this, or do you?
We're going to do this. We're going to do a full recap with all the video as another episode later.
Once it's organized.
Once I can organize it.
Yeah.
Is that going to be an extra? We're going to do that on an extra or
extra or a bonus or a Wednesday show? We haven't figured it out yet.
It'll land somewhere and it'll be delightful.
We'll put it. I'd like to see
a jar show, as Rob likes to call it.
I'm away from that now.
Okay.
What?
Josh and Rob, the Jar Show.
Remember, he names it.
I was just spitballing.
Jeez. Okay, very good. All right, yes.
You disliked it,
it's what he dreams of.
Yeah, I'm so sure.
Okay, go ahead. So you get off the bumper car.
So we go to some stores because Owen needs to get his tube full of sugar, giant pixie stick thing, and Camden wants to look at some clothing stores and like the t-shirts.
Kelly was not the most adept at filling the colored sugar, though. She needed to figure it out for a while because
Owen
you're
is the
11-year-old.
Camden is
the 11-year-old. They're both 11.
They're
one's
both
boy,
11.
One's a girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
And so we went to the candy store, and this poses as something.
I should know more about the people I work with. They're twins, right?
No.
Okay, sorry. Let's go. Let's proceed.
This is one thing that has all
stepbrothers. Okay, got it. Yep,
stepsister.
Yep. Yeah, I got it.
This is something that's always troubled me at King's Dominion. Of course, there's going to be a candy shop on the exit for the impulse buy of the kids that just want one more thing. But after you've spent 7-8 hours in 90-degree heat, Mike, what tastes better than homemade fudge?
Ugh, gross.
I passed.
So gross.
But they've got a whole fudge counter right there. Yeah.
Fudge.
We did not do that.
Anyway.
We bought the sugar
fudge?
Stick.
I hate fudge. Hate it.
And Josh's biggest victory is when Camden couldn't find any candy that she wanted. And he said, how about later on in the trip, we buy you gas station candy?
Yes,
and she said, yes.
Yeah, because it means
gas
I'm going to pay a quarter of the
candy.
Price.
Okay.
And it was the same crap on the wall.
Yeah,
it was a bag of Skittles
candy.
For $12, or I can get it for $2 at the gas station.
Bingo. I'm with you.
100%. And to Robless 1724, no, they are not conjoined twins. Just so you know.
Siamese twins.
So so we leave the stores. We walk out at 6:15. Owen's not feeling well, so he sits there. I go get the truck and pull it around to pick him up so they don't have to walk through the parking lot.
I was at the gate screaming goodbye and waving a handkerchief.
Rob did walk us all the way to the gate.
Right.
Goodbye.
Before I get out of the parking lot, Owen starts vomiting again.
Oh, my God. The poor little guy.
And then,
why are you laughing, Rob?
Because most people puke inside the park.
Yeah, it's great that he waited.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of like is there a trooper in this kid? A little trooper factor that he toughed it out right until the last second, and then he just let it go.
I think the notion of being at a theme park is almost going to give you a boost
adrenaline
that you can ignore some pain.
Probably,
but when they left, he was looking uncomfortable. I felt bad for the kid.
My theory is. Something in the bumper cars kind of knock things around.
Yeah, especially if it's kidney stones. And stuff.
Right, because they say like certain roller coasters will make kidney stones break up and be better. So the bumper cars made them
I had
worse.
No idea.
Yeah, the bumper cars always make me have to have a BM.
But I mean, the pain of kidney stones combined with the nausea. I feel
so. So we drive and we give him the medicine to stop vomiting. It's not stopping. We drive a few hours thinking. Just waiting for it to calm down. And eventually, I think Rob texted and said, how's the drive going? And I responded with this picture.
So sad.
I had to go pulled over in Raleigh, North Carolina to go to a children's.
You mean Raleigh?
That's what I said. Yeah. Raleigh.
You said Raleigh.
Yeah.
Well, Rob,
Mike, have you ever been to my favorite convenience store for hamburgers? It's called Raleigh's.
So
we're going to a big road Raleigh.
Or a pep Raleigh. I'm sorry, Josh.
So we pulled over at the emergency room, which is no fun. Big win for me is that I dropped Kelly and Owen off at the emergency room, and Camden and I went and got a hotel room next door.
And did you check in and lie down and stuff like that? Is that what you did? Or did you go back to the ER?
It was by the hospital, was it a Ronald McDonald house you stayed in?
Better rates. That's not funny. Right.
That is not funny, Mike. They do a lot of good. They do a lot of good. Quit that BS
now. Poor kid. I really feel for the kid. I feel terrible.
This is where Kelly took care of everything because I never stepped foot in the emergency room.
Good for you.
That's excellent.
I dropped them off. I went to the hotel. I took a shower. I tried to stay awake and get, texts with how he's doing.
Did you slip them a fiver for the copay or anything?
How long was your delightful wife, who's a trooper for this, good mom, how long was she at the ER with your son?
I picked them up the next day.
Oh, Lord.
At 12:45 in the afternoon.
Oh, my God. Poor Kelly. Yeah. Oh, and your son.
She said that he passed the stone pretty much as soon as they got a room, but that was at 3 in the morning, and then they wouldn't let him out.
So she got to sleep then. And so she got to sleep in his hospital.
She got to
room.
Sleep a little bit there, but not much.
Guys.
I'm sure in a comfortable hospital chair. And Josh, did you get a beautiful night's sleep in your beautiful hotel room?
It was the best bed I had in a week.
I'm just glad everybody's okay and that little lad good. Passed the stone. Yep. Oh, my God.
I slept at the hotel. Camden and I got up that morning, went over to IHOP for breakfast. Then we went and picked them up from the hospital.
And then gas station candy.
What time did you get home yesterday evening?
9 p.m.
Oh,
by the time I dropped.
You're a trooper. You don't look
Owen
bad
off at his
for
dad's,
it.
Camden no. at his mom's, at
wow.
her mom's.
Oh,
I got
my
back at
God.
Nine.
What a weekend. You know what? Boy, you're a different guy than I am. I would be. I
loved
out
of my watching
mind
him.
Right,
I mean, I didn't get to see him deal with the hospital stuff, but to wrangle two 11-year-olds in a theme park setting, Josh is a good dad. It was fun to watch.
Oh, my God. Both of you, I'm so glad you had a fantastic time.
And it was a blast. Yeah. Yep.
Can I show you one picture from Friday's Oriole game?
Absolutely. Let's see.
This is the face you make when you get your first career home run ever off of a because you're a rookie and you get it off a position player pitching.
Oh,
for run
God.
Number 22.
Oh my!
What is
God.
With the uniform? That's not usual. Is
that
it?
That's their City Connect uniform.
City Connect. They all do that. Red Sox do that too. Yeah. And by the way, that's can you show that picture one more time? That sums up the Orioles season right there.
It does. It does. Right? It's my favorite picture of an Oriole player this season.
That's awesome.
The bat floating in midair.
Oh,
I love it.
God,
and being I will say, being the new member of this group, it's always fun to meet listeners I haven't met before.
They were great.
But
listeners,
one
were so
of them
good.
Did go over to Kelly and say, you need to feed him more.
Oh, that's lovely. That's love. There they are. There are our listeners, ladies and gentlemen. That's fantastic. I love it. I love it.
No,
right,
it was. I would give the day an A+. It was a lot.
It was great.
I mean, outside of the medical issues, it was so much fun.
All right, we got
and
a lot
Josh
of shows
coming
up,
my
buddy.
Now
we
know?
Do. That's wonderful. Got the news coming up next, but first, I want to say that summertime is bug time. Lots of bugs. I say no, thank you. I hate bugs. Bugs belong outside, not in my home. Don't even like them outside. If you got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy. It only takes their kit, man. Makes
Jack.
It only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, you can get started for just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, glovey glove, and instructions. You can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. That's important. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked, because Pesty is the bestie. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Beat it, insects. Scram! Get out of here. Ah, get out of here. Ah, bugs. Pesky bugs. Jurors, real quick, one last thing.
Josh and I have not, I just want people to know that. I wanted to throw it in before.
What?
Is that we've not ruled out another visit in the fall to the
Great.
Park.
Glad you got it in there. Jurors are set to start deliberating Monday in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking case. Now, the charges could put the hip-hop mogul in prison for life. After receiving legal instructions from federal judge Aaron Subramanian. That's a cool name, isn't it?
That means under Romanian.
The jury of 8 men and 4 women will head behind closed doors to deliberate.
Women?
They'll sift through 7 weeks of very graphic and very emotional testimony about the rap guy, fashion guy, reality TV guy. He had apparently a propensity for violence and his sexual predilections, including drug-fueled sex marathons referred to as freak-offs or hotel nights.
Josh had a hotel night.
That's wonderful. Combs is Rob's age, 55, right?
Well, he's a little older than me.
How old are you?
54.
54, almost 55.
Yes.
Combs has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of racketeering, conspiracy, 2 counts of sex trafficking relating to 2 of his ex-girlfriends, and 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution for allegedly arranging to fly sex workers across state lines. What do you think? You think it's a done deal?
I think America has spoken in the court of public opinion. I think he's going away for life.
You're probably right. On a lighter note, Jeff Bezos, oh, God love him. He got married to his longtime love love, Lauren Sanchez. I say that like
the principal.
Dynamite. Congratulations to Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez.
We have a lovely dance prepared by Pedro Sanchez.
They got hitched this past weekend in Italy.
Yeah.
And they had, let's see, Tom Brady, Orlando Bloom, Leonardo DiCaprio, Oprah, Bill Gates. God. You know what? If you don't think we live, that we're the peasants living with royalty doing their own thing.
This is why there were no celebrities at KD.
Because they were all
there.
The
Oprah
wedding.
Loves the Reptera.
But. This lady fascinates me. I think she fascinates a lot of men.
Sanchez.
The most sought after celeb was Sydney Sweeney. And a source says everyone wanted to talk to her. Every guy that has been in her presence has talked about how stunning she is in real life. That doesn't surprise me. It sounds like Tom Brady had the monopoly on Sydney Sweeney's time. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh.
The two of them were seen talking at the hotel bar.
Were they canoodling, though?
Well, during the reception, they danced until after 2 a.m.
Mm.
There you go. They were also spotted walking the streets of Venice, but they were with a newly single Orlando Bloom. So that's interesting. He's got the devil's threesome. Yeah. So now there's speculation that Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney might be dating.
Do you think Sydney Sweeney, and she's very popular, would be as popular if we called her Sid Sweeney? Because it sounds like an agent.
Hi, this is Sid Sweeney. Rob will not be at the park at the time arranged. We'll see what happens.
Who are you?
I'm Sid Sweeney. I'm not saying it's time to start the watch.
Thank you.
But 99-year-old Dick Van Dyke had to skip his own charity event on Saturday due to an unspecified illness. Dick is 99.
Yeah, he is. He can
he's
still
99
dance.
And a half, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have days. That's
That's what his wife said. She said, you have good days, you have bad days.
Dick attended via live stream and vowed he would be at the next event in person. Dick will turn 100 on December 13th.
And I bet you $100 his live stream looked just like the FaceTime call to you.
Where he's lying in bed.
Lying in bed with
headphones on. Did I look infirmed during that?
Yep.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And also it didn't help that you were all surrounded by like beiges and light colors. It looked hospitally.
Or casket like.
That's funny. Yeah, we should caught a screenshot of that. That's great. Moving right along. The 90s weren't that long ago. I'm going to save this 90s story for tomorrow.
Okay.
Because it's got all the things that haven't aged well.
Well, and tomorrow it'll be a little older.
It'll be a little older.
Be a little further away.
I'm gonna rave out on it a little bit because
good.
Of where
I
we
hate
are.
The 90s.
This doesn't have to do so much with the 90s as where we are now.
Oh, okay.
Which is not necessarily a good place. But I'll get
so
to
many
you.
Bad things in the 90s. I was married in the 90s.
This is a movie I want to see. Apple Film Studios finally has a successful summer blockbuster. It's the Brad Pitt movie F1, the movie.
I thought it was called Phone.
Phone?
Yeah, F-O-N-E.
No, F1.
F1.
F the number one.
That's yeah, F it.
Its opening weekend earned $144 million. I always love giving those statistics on movies because it makes me remember the good old days when you would have big blockbuster
yes.
weekends with movies, and I still like going to the theater.
You have a favorite? Josh and I did a segment on summer blockbusters, I think, on last Wednesday's show.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite summer blockbuster that pops to mind?
Yes.
Because Josh and I each had one. What's yours?
Long time ago. Great blockbuster, though. I saw it. It's one of the few movies I saw twice in a weekend.
What's that?
Caligula.
That was a blockbuster.
Apple Original Films feature beat out the other highly anticipated release, not for me, How to Train Your Dragon live action.
Well, it's a good family movie.
It's a dragon movie.
Yeah, but I'm tired of family movies that are just unoriginal. I love a good family movie that's got an original concept, but the other one it beat out was 28 Years Later. They've squeezed every drop out of that franchise, too. You know?
Yeah.
I say fie. Fie on all of
if
them.
If you want to watch a good kids movie, get the original Lilo and Stitch. I watched it last week. It's great.
By yourself?
Of course, Mike, because no one does anything with me.
There you go. On her latest Cowboy Carter tour, what's her name, Rob?
Bayol.
She performs the song 16 Carriages while taking a spin in a little red convertible over the heads of her audiences.
So she's basically doing the way the Wiggles enter their show in a big red car. Toot, toot, chugga, chugga.
Yesterday in her hometown of Houston, the flying car malfunctioned, it slanted to one side, and she was stuck above the crowd. So we have video of there she is, still smiling.
Sure, because she has the money.
With the sequins and
well, and she's buffered in.
And she's like strapped in, but she seems to be getting ready to get out. She's got the right attitude because she's on stage, of course. She's performing, and all of her fans screaming. Just scream a little more, Beyonce fans.
You know
and
what?
She
would be very appropriate at that point to stand up in the car and do one of my favorite quotes from Jackie Martling. You remember Jackie the Joke Man?
Yes, yes.
He had a particularly bad show, and he screamed to the crowd, "Complain all you want, I have your effing money."
There it is. There it is.
There, yeah.
She looks like she might enjoy the blueberry ice cream at King's Dominion, too.
Yeah, maybe she had two.
Sorry. She briefly paused the show. I shouldn't have hit that then. Telling everyone to stop, and there were no injuries.
Great.
Thank God.
She said, stop, stop. Who has nachos?
Stop. Stop this string of robberies. There you go. Finally, here we go. A Florida man. Oh, my God.
I love, Mike, this is fun because you're a man.
This is close to where I live.
And you live in Florida.
This is up north from where I live, they say. A Florida man was arrested after reportedly speeding on the highway, tailgating other drivers, and using Snapchat with a baby in the back seat of his vehicle.
Is Snapchat even a thing anymore, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know. I still know, like, people use it.
Yeah,
it
just seems like it's sort of
about it.
Seems like it's sort of a snurp, snurp. Seems like it's sort of yesterday's news.
Sunday, June 22nd.
I think you don't use it anymore once you're married.
They pulled over a 29-year-old man around the Harborview Road exit. That's in Charlotte County, just north of Huron. I-75, a road that I totaled my car on that road. Very dangerous.
But you didn't
highway.
Flip it, thank God.
Didn't, and I didn't have a baby in the back seat. They allegedly discovered that he was traveling at 115 miles per hour with a baby on board. Let's see here. Charles Wheeler II. Yeah, there's a first. He's from
That's
Arcadia.
That's sad you didn't go with Junior. A lot of times for the second, you go with Junior.
Arcadia is a little inland. He was booked into Charlotte County Jail on Sunday on charges of reckless driving and child neglect, according to jail records. His bond was set at $3,500 altogether, $1,000 for the reckless driving charge and $2,500 for the child neglect. He was released the following day. Thank God, and it's been a long time since I've given you a Florida slogan.
Oh, this is great. So this would be if you were to like go to Florida.
The sign they would put on the sign when you enter the state.
Is it ever on license plates, this slogan, or is this mostly a sign slogan?
Look, not yet, but I can make a case for it. I can lobby for it, Rob.
Get ready, Josh, because here comes a new Florida slogan.
Florida. Yes, we are America's garbage disposal, but at least it's really hot.
There you go.
That's it.
At least that. Yeah.
Yes. But I want to talk a little TV, but first I do want to remind you of Dermglow.
Yes.
Hi there. It's noted South American spelunker Mike O'Mara. And let me brag about a special lady. You must be a special lady and a very special girl. You gotta be a special lady because you got me sitting on top of the world.
This is not in the copy, Josh.
Sitting
this is an ad
on top
lib.
Of the world. Yeah, she's a knockout.
She
and
is.
And that... That skirt is my woman. Carla's crushing it as she helps people look and feel amazing. At Dermglow, it's all about real skin care. Clinical grade products, the best. I use the Sun Guard. I use the citrus scrub when I'm in my shower.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
And I use the bar, the repair bar. That's what it's called.
You should wear sunscreen if you ever go to a theme park, Mike.
Yes, I would. I would be loaded with this stuff. She also offers customized treatments and results you can see. Carla's also your go-to for weight loss and wellness. Take advantage of this. She's a telehealth connector. She can hook you up with GLP-1s. Those are the game-changing meds everybody's talking about to lose serious weight. Plus, there's NAD Plus for energy, glutathione for detox, and more. All doctor-approved and shipped right to your door. The best part, it's fast, easy, and there are payment plans, so anyone can do this. No huge upfront cost. If you want to lose your weight, you want to get yourself in better shape, you want to take advantage of feeling more energy, take a quick quiz, get approved, and it comes right to your home. Go to DermGlowSkin.com right now, whether it's for skin, weight, or wellness. Carla's got your back. That's DermGlowSkin.com. glowskin.com. Is this a song lyric?
It is. You're going to recognize it.
Let me see. Tell her Mike sent you, and there's no need to big time it. Well, you went uptown riding in your limousine with your fine Park Avenue clothes. You had the Dom Perignon in your hand and the spoon up your nose because you had to be a big shot, didn't you?
Oh, please give the didn't you the proper pronunciation.
All right. Let me take it from the top.
Thank you.
Well, you went uptown riding in your limousine with your fine Park Avenue clothes. You had a Dom Perignon in your other hand and a spoon up in your... Because you had to be a
big
shot, didn't
big
you?
Big shot.
There it is. All right, TV, I want to get my TV stuff
yes,
out
television.
Of the way.
Yes, television.
Binged, just a great, great show. Didn't know... sometimes I look in and I'm like, meh. And then I go back and I realize
what
I should have stuck with it.
Mobland.
Mobland, Paramount.
Okay.
Paramount, man.
On Paramount.
I've heard good things.
Another winner for Paramount. And let me tell you something. Helen Mirren playing evil like nobody plays evil.
She looked
absolutely
good?
And I believe, I don't know, but I'm hoping, because I'll do it. I haven't even checked yet. I'll check after this show whether there will be a season two. They certainly set the table for it. And really spectacular. The dynamic between Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren is fantastic.
That is
Tom,
like a super old person porno right there.
And
those are two good-looking seniors.
And Tom Hardy, the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy is just one of my favorite actors. Absolute spectacular tough guy. And quirky, weird, scary, dangerous. Everything you
How
want.
How many episodes? You know.
Boy, Rob, I'm not sure, but it's definitely more
like
than
eight?
Four or five. So, I
mean, and are there hour long deals?
And it's about an hour long.
Yeah.
Last week they announced there will be a season two.
Thank
Excellent.
God. I look forward to that. And now for both of you boys, I want to discuss the other Netflix thing that everybody's talking about. It's very popular in the country. And of course, that is called The Poop Cruise on Netflix. And by the way,
that's not the direction I thought you were going.
Mob World on, go ahead, Rob.
Mobland.
Josh, I'm sorry. Mobland. Mm-hmm. Mobland. I'm sorry, I said Mob World. Mobland and The Poop Cruise is on Netflix. And
yes.
Here's the thing. I watched with a great deal of curiosity and
preparing for December.
Preparing
Stop
for
it.
December.
That's, you don't need to bring that comparison
Now, people
up.
Still can get on. Josh, what is that? Because we never mentioned it enough. Because even though we had the deadline for our exclusive package,
they can go,
people can still get on the boat for us. If you've been waiting and delaying to go on the TMOS Love Boat, you can still do it. It's the weekend of December 5th. If your fortunes have changed and you freed up the Casherino to go on the cruise and you want to take a nice weekend, long weekend vacation in the first part of December after Thanksgiving, please do it with us. We'd love to have you aboard. Take it away, Mr.
It's still go to TMOScruise.com for all the details. The difference is you have to call the phone number to book.
That's
you can't
it.
Book online
okay.
anymore.
That's it. You can still go. We
And you
we're
can
very
go
excited.
To prizepicks.com and bet on whether or not Carrie cancels her appearance the day before the cruise.
And I certainly would hope for your sake she does not. But this is, oh my God. I mean, we're on a 4-dayer, right? It's a 4-day cruise for us. Is that what it is, right?
Friday to Monday.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. A 4-day cruise, the same kind, leaves out of Galveston, and they go down to Cozumel and turn around and come back. So
I
like,
thought
we're going,
Galveston was landlocked. I didn't know they had beach.
So we're going from Miami, Fort Lauderdale to the Bahamas, then to a private island and back home. So very similar, short little trajectory, lots of fun. We have a massive boat. Now, is our boat the Walmart of cruises? No, ours is the MSC Seaside. Very high level, high line cruise ship.
Did I share the statistic that I learned about the MSC Seaside?
No, please.
Is that if it was on land, it would still be one of the 50 biggest hotels in the world. That's how big this ship is. It's amazing.
And we are so excited about it. But I will tell you, I just hope against hope that what happens on the seaside does not happen on our cruise ship. It is, I urge everybody to take a good look. It was no fault of theirs. I believe that was responsible back in 2013 for many improvements being done to cruise ships.
Certainly, hand sanitizer.
The deal is,
yes,
they're at sea, middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And the ship loses power completely. Oh. Totally. Electric power, cell phones, electric power, food refrigeration, electric power, the toilets.
That's really not okay.
Get everyone off that immediately.
They are in the middle of it. They're far away from Mexico. They're far away from the mainland. It was very difficult. And I will tell you the one piece of advice that backfired that they thought was brilliant is when they told people to do number one in the showers. Didn't quite work out the way they wanted it to work out.
Did it turn out the way Josh's room turned out at the Grand?
With
Las
the
Vegas
constant
Grand?
Vomiting?
Yeah.
That, no.
Yeah.
It's something to behold. I would not. Look, I'm going on the cruise. I'm going to have a fantastic time. But these people, the second thing, number one is like, be aware. It's horrible what happened to them. The second part will be the eyewitnesses on this particular cruise.
Yes.
If I heard the word like one more time.
Oh, my God, yes.
From adults. So it's like we're on the boat and like it goes like,
well,
it's
remember,
like the dummies that were on this ship.
like really became a crutch to the less intelligent about 15 or 20 years ago.
Yes.
So now those kids are 30 years old and they're taking poop cruises.
Some of them are 9-year-old animals. Very ferocious. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
It was horrific. But it also demonstrates how bright certain cruise people are and how soft we are as Americans. Because I'm not giving anything away. You'll enjoy it anyway. It's at a certain point, they say, you got to go. And the only way you can go successfully is they hand out biohazard bags for number two. That's how bad it is.
Do you get those before or after you hit the buffet?
You know what? And the buffet was shut down because
of the refrigeration.
Because it's all refrigeration.
Mm-hmm.
But the whining and the complaining about, look,
people go on cruises, they're some of the people that like to just relax.
Yes.
Wheel up to the buffet.
Have everything done.
I wouldn't say they like to relax. I would say they like to be spoon-fed.
I think you're absolutely right. And when something goes sideways and you got a boat full of spoon-fed people.
This wasn't on the chart.
You expect me to breathe on my own?
Does this mean trivia was canceled?
So it goes on and on. And at one point, well, you be your own judge if you watch Poop Cruise on Netflix. But I will tell you, at one point, I said to my wife, you know, not like they fought in a war.
Tell me about it. That's it.
So that's what we have for you, TV viewers.
Is Poop Cruise at all related to Tom Cruise?
No, not one little bit. But
just
boy,
checking.
I will say, on behalf of those people, man oh man, it was gross.
Yeah,
it was mighty mighty gross. So check it out, Mobland and not Mob World and Poop Cruise. Two of my TV picks to click. Hey, we got Rob's beautiful video coming up. But first, are you looking forward to Saturday? Why, you ask? Well, it's the day after the 4th of July. No, that's not it. Sit down and, buddy, have a drink. This Saturday, July 5th, it's the return of the TMOS Cocktail Party,
Yay! Our
quarterly swinging soiree. It's loose and fun, and all your favorite TMOSers will be there. Join us as we play patriotic games. Have you really prepared some patriotic games?
I actually have a patriotic idea to discuss with Josh that I think you and the listeners will enjoy very much.
And celebrate our nation's independence only a day late. You can ask us anything, no holes barred, but, you know, we'll just do stupid stuff as you participate in the Super Chat. Who knows what awaits you? Prizes, games, romance, intrigue, murder.
What?
What did we do on the last cocktail party that generated so much interest? He said, wink, 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 that got people really participating.
It was the big wheel, Mike.
Right, that brought in the Super Chats.
Super Chats. Probably not murder, but you got to join us to find out. This Saturday, come on in and BYOB, even if it's a gummy, or a THC soda. I'll try to get Carla to hang out, too.
Yeah.
I was looking at the weather, trying to figure out if I should move my computer out to the grill. For a nice 4th of July.
That would be nice.
Outdoor.
I think you might be dealing with 70%, but I'm not sure.
I looked. It says 50%.
Oh, that's in Florida. That's every day. So that's every day. Like a possibility. This only happens 4 times a year, so we want to see your face in the place. Let them good times roll. Head to the TMOS Cocktail Party for our Super Chats this Saturday, July 5th. It's a fundraiser for TMOS. If you want to support the show, we help you do that. Make sure you're there. Uncle Sam hat optional. And Rob may blast off a firecracker in like a big metal container.
Look.
That's always big fun. What do you got?
Got it.
M-A- there it is, an M80. Yep. I love that. Yep. I love that. All right, let's take a
look.
Yeah.
We could set off fireworks for Super Chats.
Oh, wow.
That'd be cool.
That might be an option.
From your deck? Could you do it from your deck?
I could do it from the backyard.
Oh, fantastic. I couldn't.
I could open a window.
I couldn't hear in uptight land. I couldn't get away with that at all.
I'm sure I can get away with it.
When my grandfather was a kid, him and his sister, Aunt Peggy, would shoot Roman candles at each other for fun.
There you go.
Why are we not that person anymore? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sunny days, Rob. It was a special time. It really was. I love that. Are you going to play your
let's do it, Mike.
Video?
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry
beautiful
video. Time.
First National.
First National.
station is 60s on 6. XM Radio. It's fun.
Sabrina Carpenter. She's been around a while. She was a Disney kid. I became most familiar with her on the SNL 50th when she sang Homeward Bound with Paul Simon. It was a really nice duet.
Karen's daughter.
Yes, of course. And Mike?
I'm sorry, John's daughter, the director.
I think you're king. Well, of
king
course.
Of the Carpenters?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you're king. You are the king.
Thank you. He, Mike, no.
Jesus is king.
He is the king.
Yes.
All hail.
King of kings.
Mike, she's done a new commercial, this Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
And it's for a product I hate, Dunkin' Donuts, but I like the commercial.
Lion, what can I do for you today? Oh. You're hot. I see. I think I know what you're really craving. A strawberry daydream refresher. I'm sorry, did you? Creamy cold foam and strawberry bliss. Sabrina's strawberry daydream refresher.
I love it because it's out of the box. It's not in the little thing. And she look, is she wearing a wig?
I don't
she
know.
Almost looks like she's wearing a Dolly Parton
if
wig,
she is, she should keep the wig because it looks that's, great.
That's very intriguing. Thank you. I appreciate you sharing with us. By the way, we edit as we go here, and we create and we give notes as we go. Rob, I would love more of that kind of content.
I love
because
it.
I'm a dirty old man.
That's there fine. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Take it away,
Mike. You think you had a bad day? Let's say you were you. We talked last week that you were a lifeguard, right?
I was a lifeguard back at Camp Phelps Ingersoll.
Okay, let's give you a quick riddle that'll lead to this story. Do you know the name of Bruce Springsteen's first album?
Thunder Road?
No, it was Welcome or Greetings from Asbury Park. This story takes us to Asbury Park, where a lifeguard was trying to put the umbrella on her, you know, raised lifeguard stand, but fell. And the umbrella went into her shoulder and out her back.
Oh, my God.
She's going to be okay.
Frightening situation and what appears to be a freak accident at the Jersey Shore this morning. A lifeguard getting ready to watch over the waves is instead taken to the hospital after she was impaled by her own umbrella. New Jersey reporter Tony Yates is live in Asbury Park. And, Tony, it seems like this could have been a whole lot worse.
Tony.
You better believe it, Sade. Now, she was injured, but she was very, very lucky that that pole did not puncture one of her organs. And even with her injuries, they say she was in very good spirits when they put her in the ambulance and took her away.
She actually stayed calm the entire time that she had
that was
an
a
umbrella
tease,
pole.
Rob. That was a tease. I wanted to see the impalement.
They don't have photos of the impalement.
Damn it,
I'm sorry.
Man. Damn it.
I'm sorry.
That's,
but
that's exactly what I was Googling for. Trying to find an image.
Find the real image there, you know? That's enough. Look, sex and violence, Rob. Another note on your fabulous video.
I thought you might say that, which is why I have another disaster.
Okay.
This is an explosion because a groundskeeper at a local elementary school drove over a very illegal firework.
Yeah, the explosion here at Casa Grande High School in Petaluma happened after many of the students had already gone home for summer break, so this could have been a whole lot worse. Surveillance video captures the moment groundskeeper Juan Carlos Lopez ran over a large illegal firework at a high school in Petaluma.
I thought it was worse. Lopez and his mower lifted
off the ground a full 5 to 10 inches as a result of the blast. The motive's unknown. It's unclear if it was a prank, but Lopez isn't laughing.
Right. It was not funny. Someone can get hurt or something. Yeah, it was a big explosion.
It happened a little after 10 last Friday morning.
Mike, it's
that's
not
a nice
funny.
Sign they show right at the end there, right?
It is. That's bringing nice, back.
That Casa Grande says. High School, the regular school.
Hold on. Here's the sign coming out.
Yeah, it was a big explosion.
It happened a little after 10 last Friday morning.
There you go. No student drop-off. There. Hey, kids, want to soil the sign? What's in the upper right-hand corner?
It's a.
Is that Trump?
Yeah, it is. It's a little Trump sticker.
Is it Trump or Biden? I can't tell. It's one of those. I did that.
Yeah, I think it's Trump.
I think it is too.
I think Trump was the one who planted the bomb or the firework. I mean, that's very clever calling it a firework when in fact it was a bomb. Mm-hmm. Mike, let's close with this. This is very cool to me. I've been lucky enough to have been to a couple concerts where a surprise guest comes out, and it's always very thrilling. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend at the Hollywood Bowl, they were doing a Grease sing-along with some people from the movie where they show the movie and they put the lyrics up and you sing along with the movie. I recognize, for example, the very talented Didi Khan was there. Many of the teenagers from Rydell High are too old to recognize, but imagine you pay this money to go to a Grease sing-along and the people on stage don't even know this. Who comes out? John Travolta.
Oh, the biggie.
Dressed as Danny Zuko. Look.
The biggie.
And we have a surprise.
A surprise?
Yes, a surprise.
Wait, is there?
With the wig and everything.
Come on, hold your camera straight.
Oh, sorry. There he is. He looks great.
Looks like it was fun for him, too.
Yeah, I think he
enjoyed
it. I
like when stars can go back and enjoy old roles.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's fun. Josh, that is so true. I think most people do, and I wish more stars knew it. I really wish more stars knew it. Nobody wears a wig like Travolta, too, you know?
I don't know. Sabrina Carpenter's pretty good.
That's
Mike,
awesome.
That is your video.
I'm so pleased to your son, Owen. Josh, please give him my very best wishes. I hope he's feeling better.
Yes.
That poor little guy. And it sounded like at least he managed, and you guys managed to have a great day in the park.
Had a great time.
Thanks to everybody that showed up for Rob and Josh at King's Dominion. Programming note, don't forget, this coming Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, we have got our 4th of July, day after, our big, big cocktail party show. What time does it start? 7 o'clock Eastern time, or is it 8 o'clock?
Last one was 7:30. I didn't 7:30? Have a time to put down. So
what time do you guys
want to
do
right
it? 7:30 or 8?
I'd like to do it at 7:30 so I can watch Wheel.
7:30, please. We'll see you there. And it should be a lot of fun.
Tuesday. Time change for Tuesday show.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. We are taping late in the day. Very full day for me. I'll let you know how my MRI went.
Oh, and Mike, remember on the 4th that a Capital 4th this year is hosted by Alfonso Rivera.
Oh, fantastic. The most talented TV personalities. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Taroga, this is Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
It's a Capital 4th.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Now, I'm delighted. All of us are delighted. You've been fine. Now get home safely. Good night.
But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.